Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Norton Sound Health Corporation employee in Nome has tested positive for COVID-19. KNOM reports that the corporation made the announcement last night. It's the Bering Strait region's second case of the disease. According to NSHC, the positive COVID-19 result was found through routine employee testing at the regional hospital in Nome, and the employee has self-isolated. The corporation says all of their Nome facilities are closed to the public today, while NSHC undergoes a four-day cleaning effort and tests all of its Nome-based staff. It's unknown how the NSHC employee contracted the virus, but the state section of epidemiology is working with the individual to do contact tracing. Norton Sound Health Corporation says it will continue to offer COVID-19 testing for all residents of the Bering Strait region, regardless of whether they have any symptoms. Very dry conditions across the state are prompting wildfire concerns as Alaskans head out to recreate over the Memorial Day weekend. The State Division of Forestry says a burn permit suspension remains in place for all of Alaska except Southeast. The suspension prohibits use of burn barrels, the burning of brush and lawns. Campfires 3 feet or less across with flame lengths less than 2 feet are allowed, but the state advises against them due to the extremely dry conditions. A red flag warning is in effect for the Yukon Flats north and east of Fort Yukon today. Forestry says only 1/100th of an inch of rain has been recorded at both the Anchorage and Fairbanks International Airport so far this month. 87 wildfires have been reported around the state so far this spring, all human-caused. Forestry says engines responded to an unattended burn pile on McGrath Road in Fairbanks yesterday and dumped 2 tanks of water on a pile to extinguish the flames. As Governor Mike Dunleavy's administration contends with a huge budget deficit and a big windfall of federal coronavirus relief money, it has no timeline for fixing a broken portal that Alaskans once used to examine how the state spends money. Alaska Public Media reports the system is called Checkbook Online and was first launched by former Governor Sarah Palin.
It's transparency in budgeting, too. That's just like when the public saw, as we put our state's checkbook online, where their dollars are being spent.
That's Palin in a 2009 State of the State speech. The system she launched included records of all payments of $1,000 or more to state contractors and grant recipients, and it was updated every month. Fast forward to mid-April this year when the Dunleavy administration stopped updating the checkbook system and yanked nearly a year's worth of reports off the internet, saying the data was being reviewed. A month later, Dunleavy's administration says there's still no timeline for bringing it back online. In a prepared statement, the agency that maintains the system, the Department of Administration, says there's a need for, quote, internal controls and quality assurance measures, unquote. I'm Dan Bross.